Day after tomorrow, we have Independence Day of the United States of America. Very happy Independence Day to all of you. And of course, as we rise in our stature, physical, intellectual, spiritual, as is the objective of Ayushman, अर्थात अवतार करना इस समाज का मुख्य उद्देश्य है, अर्थात शारीरिक, आत्मिक और सामाजिक उन्नति। Our individual progress will lead to the progress of the country that we live in. We are discussing Ishwar Stuti Pratno Pasna, the set of eight mantras we recite before we commence As I have said, just because we refer to Ishwar, a non-physical entity, the Supreme Consciousness, it doesn't mean Ayushman is a religious, sectarian body. Today, religion is by definition a sectarian. One individual can possess and subscribe to religion A, another person can say, I subscribe to religion B. This is the irony of the situation today, that cosmic intelligence and consciousness that should be unifying force for the entire humanity has become a divisive. So, Ayushman is not a part of that. Then what is Ayushman? Ayushman is a scientific spirituality. Whatever science says, what is factual, truthful, true principles, we all accept that. But unfortunately, science is stuck with the material domain, with an approach that there exists only matter. Only the small particles of matter, and they come together and give rise to all that we see in the world. We are on the science, on the side of the science, but we are one step ahead of it. We are saying, all this is fantastic, but if there are natural laws, there is a lawmaker. The particles themselves don't come up together and decide, let us follow these laws. So there is a governing body, that's what we have seen in the previous mantra, Paitvaikit Raja. There is one Raja who is governing the entire universe. That is Ishwar. And of course, we are also a tiny consciousness. I am the Raja in this small kingdom. So that is my consciousness, and there is a supreme consciousness. Otherwise, we are absolutely on the science of the science. So don't look Ayushman as a religious, sectarian body. We subscribe to the universal principles of science, and hope that science will march one step ahead to include within its scope that non-physical consciousness, our consciousness as well as consciousness of that Ishwar. This set of eight mantras are wonderfully put together and titled as Stuti Prarthana Upasana. Stuti is to sing, to recite all its attributes. I cannot recite its attribute if I don't have the knowledge of that Paramatma that is. So that's why the knowledge is very integral basis before I can do the stuti. And once I have, I get some inspiration. Paramatma is doing all the wonderful actions. I want to be a part of it in a very minuscule manner. He is doing all the yajna karma. I want to do a small part of that to my capacity as much as I can. And that is the inspiration, that is the support I am seeking, that is called prarthana. Prarthana itself doesn't have a meaning if I don't translate into action. Knowledge and action are two integral parts of our life. And for that we have necessary instruments, mainly the assets of body and mind. Body and mind allows me to acquire knowledge, which is incoming. I have five channels, five incoming channels, so to say five input channels for this system, five senses. Then I process, think and decide as an intelligent human being. Then I decide to act upon. And in that process, I am seeking his inspiration. Then my actions will be all pure and fine, wonderful. And for that also, I have five organs for action, marks by memory. The knowledge and action, as you will see, is common to us, all animals, birds, all species. They are common. They are also doing knowledge and action 24 hours a day. But this is where human life is different from them. We are uniquely different because in the daytime, when my assets are fine, I am fully alert and of my own choice, of my own will, I decide I don't want to use my instruments of body and mind. I want to be in my innermost cave alone, disconnect from my body and mind. And then, because that Supreme Consciousness is everywhere, that is the only place, so to say, my cave inside my head somewhere, where when I am disconnected from my mind, then I am with him. And that is called Upasana, being with him. That is what is the final objective of a human life. So we have been discussing these mantras for the last 4 weeks. This is our fifth week. And then our objective to impress upon all of you to devote some time in your daily life. Everybody's life is very busy these days, but take out 10, 15 minutes, I will say even 5 minutes if possible. And do the Upasana, otherwise we are leading a sophisticated life. We may be eating on dining table with good cutlery, crockery and whatnot, but it's not much different from what animals do. They also eat food. They also give birth to their children. So that is, anything in the direction of knowledge and action has no specific wonderfulness unless it ends up with Upasana. So that is what we are trying to do, trying to see the meaning of all these mantras and get some inspiration so that we are with him who has given us all these assets in this beautiful world. In the previous two occasions, I have discussed the four mantras. Today we will discuss the fifth and sixth, and next week I will wrap up with the seventh and eighth. What we have discussed in this direction is followed. Vishwani Duitani Payasva, take away all our pain and suffering, impurities in our body and mind, and then give whatever is good. Yad Bhadram, whatever is good. As a child, I have no idea what is good. In my childhood, I was confident my mother will take care of me. She had everything in her bag, wherever she takes me. And if there is something painful, she will get me away from pain and give me something from her bag, which is a very good thing for me, which is what I needed at that time. So we don't come here to stuti to beg something from Parma. Upasana is not for beggars. Upasana is for very empowered people, just to reciprocate our love to him. Like a small child goes to his mother or father out of pure, genuine love and affection. There is no expectation, is it? Because it is just, he is just filled with a sense of gratitude. That is what should be driving us towards that Ishwar Upasana. But at the outset, the rishis are making us tell that he is the Savita Dev who brought us into the world. He is just like the mother and father that we have had in this life. But as we are growing up, we need another cosmic mother and father. And we are developing that relationship, of which we are very familiar with in our household, that mother and father are replica of that Paramatma. So that is very helpful, what we have gone through in our own life. Now we are extrapolating it in the direction of infinity, because he is infinite mother and finite father. What has he done? Before he sent us into this world, before I was born here, I opened my eyes, everything was all prepared. And I gave an example that young couple, they get married, when they are about to have their first child, they make a lot of preparation. They even move from one house to another, they do all kinds of things. That's what this Paramatma has done, because he is Hiranyagarbha. Agya means parent. He has been existing very far, without any cause. He has been there always. Bhutasya jata, he gave ash to all that universe, which is made out of panchabhut, what is called, all those gross building blocks. Pati eka asi, he is one and only one. Pati is protector. Tadadhara pithivim, he is giving the support to the earth. You know, the sun, Ut Imam, all that exists in the sky, everywhere, all solar systems, stars and galaxies, everywhere. Tasmai Devaya Vishal Videva. Just that you get some time, you owe some time to him, otherwise all this doesn't quite make sense. Last week we noticed, Ya Atmadavala. Now that he sent me into this world, my tiny consciousness is not coming just like that. It is empowered. Atmada balada. Atma has given the bal because it has the assets of body and mind. Yasya Vishwa Upasate, whose glory all the wonderful people, Prashisham Yasya Deva, the noble people are called as Devata, Prashisham is Prashansha, they have been singing the glory of that infinite God. Yasya Chaya Medam, if you lead your life in a shadow, you are immortal, or you taste a very absolute kind of pleasure which has no end. We know it, we go after all kinds of pleasures of life, but then the effect of that object vanishes after that. Every object of pleasure has a lifetime, but this is unusual, which has no lifetime, which is always there. That is why it is called amrita. But if you are not careful, you choose not to live in a shadow, you will get to the Mrityu, the end of the life, but still you will be in a shadow, you can never get away from it. But the common term chaya is common to both. Whether you choose amritam or Mrityu, you are not away from a shadow. But if you are consciously in a shadow, then you are in amritam. Otherwise, like animals and birds, they also come and go out. Tasmai Devaya Havisha Videma. To him only we want to be associated with. That's what Maharishi Dayananda says in second principle, Usi ki upasana karani yogya hai. We can talk all kinds of things. Jnana and karma is relevant to everything, but when it comes to upasana, it is due only to him and nobody else. And of course, I have taken that meaning just to say that even in day-to-day life, in any relationship, jnana, karma, upasana is very relevant. I give an example. I pray two wonderful children. I have had their birthday, and our Bhushanji has very magnanimous with the peace, universal love, brotherhood and peace is guiding him to be the Yajman for the day. And what Siddhant and Smriti are going through. They have been brought up in a nice family atmosphere where Jnana, Karma and Upasana was always. But today they can take the inspiration to extend it to an infinite time. So let's look at a mother and child, mother and son for example. Kevaji and Siddhantji. I don't think Siddhant was missing in that, but just in our case study we are saying, just for a hypothetical case, suppose a mother has a child, very good in studies, very good in sports, very good with friends, no complaint from any school or any neighbors, everything is going fantastic. But that child, slight unusual, doesn't find time to be with his mother throughout the day. So busy with television, internet, video games, friends, study, homework, assignment, all kinds of things. The child is very busy, doesn't have 5 minutes to be with his mother. The mother will have his idea, what is happening? My son is so good, but he doesn't find time to be with me. He should devote maybe say 5 minutes to be intimately with me, we are together. Just talking something, or just we are the teacher. So he is good in knowledge and action. Everything fantastic, but he is not doing upasana with his mother, is it? So in any relationship, he knows this is my mother, she does this, this, this. His knowledge is good, his actions are good, he is playing and studying well. But when it comes to upasana, being with his mother, something is missing.
You tell that child everything is going fine.
Try to find 5 minutes a day and just be with your mother for a moment. Just see what she has to say, or she may just want to touch you. Nothing fantastic, but those 5 minutes are very important. So in the same manner, if you appreciate young men and upasana, our relationship with that past, not only that, he had wrapped and enveloped me with the domains of mind and body, he has thrown me into the ocean of this world, gigantic world. He is always with me. In the form of the background forces, what is called ground. Even when I am in deep sleep, I am not using consciously my domains of my instruments of body and mind. There is a lot of activities taking place. Breathing is on, my heartbeat is on, which causes blood circulation. If I had food in the evening, food is being digested. And all kinds of extracts are being formed out of it. One chemistry professor told me, when we eat a small cookie, 40,000 chemical compounds are formed in our digestion.
Anyone would have before 4th of July.
All these complex things are happening. We are aware of it or not aware of it, that is immaterial. So this is small human body is as complex as the entire universe. In our philosophy we say, yatha brahmande tatha pinde. You don't have to go far away to see his glory. Just look at your own body.
Okay, right.
This fantastic system,
right.
And that will remind you what all is the gift from him to you. So that was yatha nimishato. Having sent us into the world, I gave you the example, carpenter makes this desk, but now he is not in contact with this desk. If there is a problem, I will have to take it to him. I have to call him and he will have to come and repair
it.
But that Paramatma is in this system. Always, every moment taking care of it. And he tells me, like any mother will tell her child, everything is nice and home. You have this room.
Right.
This is a piece of puzzle. This is the Lego game for you. You play around. Enjoy it. I will take care of
it.
And the child is safe and secure. Child knows that in the background, in the other room,
I think I can extend it.
And he is enjoying that game for some hours. That's what our life is. Paramatma has given us body and mind. He said, do whatever you want to do it, I will take care of everything in the background. This is five members of the family, Prana, Pan, Vyan, Saman and Udan, approximating with our nervous system, respiratory system, cardiac system, digestive system and awareness system. But it is everywhere. Because of that Prana, we are alive. Slightly plays around with one of them, we have to rush to the emergency room, ICU. We are likely to collapse in a few moments. But that power is so important. Indeed, I must say a few words, because that is where the science is stuck. Where is science stuck? The confusion is between the pranic force and the conscious.
control C.
I'm saying a few words just to let you know how things are going in the world today.
Control.
There are finest minds who are in the scientific community.
No, but,
oh, but you know what is happening? Okay. This is a wonderful system. My consciousness is that I am waving my hands. That is my consciousness, a tiny non-physical entity, Atma. But a scientist looks at all that is happening in my system here, particularly in my head region, in the brain. Lot of things are happening. But all that is background force, I am not doing conscious. That is called prana. Consciousness is something else, prana is something else. Just imagine there is a house on the street. If you look at the house from a distance, there is a human being living in the house. What is the proof that that human being is living? The proof is that human being himself. But there are a lot of incidental things happen. What is it? If he is living there, his Wi-Fi is on, the electricity is on, the light switch off and on, the refrigerator is functioning, the air conditioning is functioning, the hot water system, all these peripherals, which are the background of a house kind of a utility, they are functioning. But if somebody says, if those utilities are functioning, it means the human being is there. That is not a correct statement. The human being and those utilities functioning are two independent. They are coincidental. Of course that if human being, if he locks the house, goes away for 6 months, he will switch off all the utilities. Then he will say, there is nobody there. But it may happen that the human being has left out for a few moments, but utilities are still functioning. So you have to differentiate between that human being and the necessary utility forces that enable him to live there. So prana are those forces, the background forces. If they are functioning, my atma stays. The moment prana stops, my atma will depart. But, you know, there is always confusion. My atma, departure of my atma and cessation of the pranic force will almost at the same time. But they are two different independent events. Because my atma is living there, Paramatma is causing those pranic forces to function. And if he takes away those forces, he says, get out. The peace period is over, now you must leave. So, you know, due to the prana and due to the atma which has intrinsic consciousness, there is a lot of confusion, but I just thought I will try to explain it as best as possible. So that is his beauty, that he has enveloped me, but also ensures that all my vital forces are functioning non-stop. Your prana toh nimisha. Mahitvai Indraja, again it is specified, he is the governor of one and one, Jagato Bhavuva, and that prana is not only here, everywhere. Vinauski Chake Koi Patta Vinidhi. That is what is meaning. All the forces working in the universe are that prana. That is why in our philosophy, he has another name called prana. Prana is his name of. Yahise Asya Dvipadas Chaturthipada. So he is the governor of all the living beings, whether with 2 feet or with 4 feet. 2 feet includes human beings as well as all the birds, etc., and all the animals and so on. Tasmai Devaya Havishavi. That ending is quite common here. Today we want to discuss 2 more, the 5th and 6th. Now, by now we have seen the story that he has created the universe. He has wrapped me up with body and mind, sent me into this world, and he has assured me all the vital forces will always be found. Now what does he say? Even though vital forces don't function by themselves, we have to do one small thing, which is not very gigantic, but that itself is occupying. We have to engage into certain actions, earn some money, and then buy some food. And some of us are engaged in producing those food. But that food is so important, if we don't do food, then we will not be able to survive long. Even he will say, if you don't eat well, then the prana forces will collapse, maybe. And nowhere prana. This is a statement in Satpat Brahman. Without food gain, our prana, that force will also diminish gradually, and it will collapse. How does that happen? How does food gain is produced? Well, of course, there is a chain of energy. The energy is actually coming from Yogurupya. This is the sun. Uga is the fireball. That sun is the fireball, and we live in the earth, which is Dharha, which is giving a stable support. Of course, we know this earth is moving at a speed of 100,000 kilometers an hour, but we don't feel like that. It's so stable, I can count on its support any moment. So that is what he has ensured. That constant supply of energy from the sun falls on the earth and it produces all kinds of food grain that are enjoyed by us, so that our machinery is pumped, that electricity is coming, that powerhouse is pumped. Yena swahista vitam yena naka. All this is happening, but we should have a slight idea that that entity whose name is also swa and naka, I will elaborate it towards the end here, but let's go step by step at this point. Stavitam, he is giving support to all of us. Earth is supported by the sun is supported by another huge sun or some nucleus of the galaxy. Galaxies are also moving after another. There is no end to all this. At the end, everything is supported by that Brahma. That's what he is guaranteeing, that as long as you are living, you will get the support on the earth and you will get the supply of energy from this sun. And there will be no electricity built from him. This is always coming. We have to make good use of it, do the farming, produce all the necessary things and many other things, and then lead our lives. He is now guaranteeing, yo antra ikshe rajaso vimana. This is not just static support, this is dynamics. Which is very, in engineering sense, we know it like a rocket. If you have seen it towards the end, it has some fins to give it dynamic support. Otherwise, they have noticed, if you send a rocket just like that, it starts spinning around its own axis. So that is called dynamic support. Even in a dynamic state, something should be stable. So this earth is also fantastic. It is a 22 degree slant and is not exact sphere. There are North Pole and South Pole, there is a flat surface, etc. All this is so that as it moves around, it doesn't lose the balance. It completes that orbit in an exact, precise manner. That is what is called Vimana. You know, you have to see these words from basic sense. Viman, of course, we use the word for airplane. Viman here means man. It's exactly specified standardized. It's like Vimana. When India opened that office, what is called Bureau of Indian Standards. Earlier it used to be ISI, Indian Standards Institution. Then they changed the name to Bureau of Indian Standards, BIS. In Hindi they call it Bharati Manak Bureau. Manak means Mapna. So Vimana, yani where everything is exactly. We is an Upsarg Vishesh, Vishishtar. So Vimana will be which is exactly measured. So in the space, in the Antarik, everything is moving in an exactly specified orbit. Nothing is going to, Earth is not going to collide with Mars or this and that, because they are in exact, they are specified orbit. That is what has been guaranteed. So what is the meaning here? Sun is the fireball, Earth is giving us a stable support, and of course, in the background, she is the support for all. And not only, we are more concerned with the Earth and the Sun, and at most with the Moon, but of course there are thousands and millions of galaxies and whatnot. So all the bodies are in their distinct orbits. Tasmai Devaya Habisham. Let us devote some is that entity who is so close to us. This is only one way relationship. You cannot do anything to him or her, but he can do one thing. Get away from everything for a few moments and be with a sense of love and gratitude with her for a few moments. That is what is Upasana. That's what I am emphasizing again. But here I am taking a pause, taking 5 mantras. 3 more are to come, and I always want to impress upon you the big picture so that you understand and appreciate the sequence. Look at this. First mantra was related to joy and pain. Second mantra was that he has created the universe. This was your Atmada Parada. He has wrapped me or enveloped me into body, mind and soul. Then your Pranato Nimishato. He is in the background taking care of all those vital forces. They are so vital that if they stop for a moment, I will collapse. That is being ensured. And for that also, he is saying, this earth will be able to produce, necessary produce, so that you will always be able to get going. Perennial energy is coming from the sun too. Now if you look at objectively, all these are valid for not only human beings, all other species. Is it not? All other species, animals, birds, they are also going through joy and pain. The universe is for them too. They also are a composite of body, mind and soul. They have also pranic functions in their background. They also consume the produce of the directly or indirectly. That's what I wanted you to think. After this 5 mantra, the meaning is common to all. Now we are getting into the human life, and that is where the hint is coming here. It's applicable. Until now, whatever we have discussed is applicable to all species, though there is slight hint for you. Here was the hint in these 2 words, Swa and Natha. Swa is Param Sukh Swarup. That is another name for that Paramatma. We have a slight problem. Sometimes I feel hurt. Sometimes I am in pain. But he is never in pain. He can never be touched by that. That's why he is Bhua. And he is Swa because he is always in Sukhatva. He is 100% saturated with that sense of absolute happiness. In our case, sometimes we are joyful. Sometimes I am happy. But then things change and I fluctuate and something else happens. So that is what is a reminder to me that I am living in this world connected to my body and mind and then to the world. I will go through the fluctuations of joy and pain. And if I disconnect from my body and mind, then I will be in this company and then I will taste what that is worth. And the same meaning is that Natha is also absolute happiness, but there is an emphasis there that now you are in a situation that pain can never stand. So what does it mean? Who actually refers to samadhi? Who is upasana when I am living as a human being? That is what we will attempt later in the session. I want to disconnect from body and mind, then I connect to him, that is upasana. And when I connect to him, I get a taste of that one. And I do have a faint taste of that, which I discussed earlier, when I am in deep sleep. The Sukti is also wonderful. No dreams, nothing is happening in my mind. But then there is a problem. I am lost. I have no idea where I am. But still that is fantastic. When I come out of that, I say, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. So that's what our rishis have said. They also enjoyed Sushupti, but then they said, let's go one step ahead of it. So what I get in Sushupti, I want to get it in conscious mode, not in lying down in bed, but sitting like this. And then get that. That's why they developed this whole scheme of meditation leading to Ishwar Upasana. We call it meditation because I want to bring my mind calm. And when my mind is calm, then only I disconnect. That is necessary to me. And when I disconnect from my mind, I am able to connect to that Paramatma. Then I will be in Samadhi, or I will get a taste of Swarup. It is a replica of Sushupti, but in consciousness. Why did I say that? Because Sushupti, animals and birds. So here is the hint that up to this five mantras, they are relevant to all. Entire Prani Jagat. All beings are concerned with all these meanings. But the hint is, for human beings, I can go beyond Sushupti, I can go to Swa, and also, I can, when one day we all have to leave this world, and that will be another possibility. When I leave this world, I am permanently with him. That will be, I will be Naka. The Paramatma's all attributes are mentioned here. Yes, he made the sun like fireball, pithvi like stable support, all the species, this is all the three lokas. Pithvi, new lok and Antej. All that infinite creation has been covered. But then he is saying, this is not the only thing. There is fourth dimension. I am there every day, everywhere. Why everywhere, including here? How do I get it? When I disconnect from my body. So that is why he is giving me that hint. Now let's look at the sixth mantra. Now we are specific to human life. Now all the discussion is applicable only for human beings. Let's look at it. The way at the outset the word is Prajapati. I am addressing him as Prajapati. Ja is for Janma. This is very simple. Ja is, and that is what in English, generation. Ja is giving birth. So anything that is born in Ja, Ja is a prefix. Something like more is good. Anything I think. Pramod is Prakashtarte. A better word. Paja is better. All beings are his children, but Paja is human beings who are slightly one step above. Why? Because we can get close to him. We can be with him. So that is why we are Paja. And he is Prajapati. He is our protector. I am addressing him, O Paja. Natva deta anyo vishwa jata. Natva. Na is for negation. Tvad means from you. Beyond you there is nobody like you. Anya, nobody is like you. Vishwa jata ni. You have given birth to all. Pajita pabhru. Paji is like paityaka. Getting away. Carpenter made it, but now he is not touching this. He is disassociated from this desk. But that conscious being is different. He never lets me down. He is always with me. He can never get away from anything that he has produced. He is always all pervading. That is what is mentioned. He is Prajapati. Protector of all who has been born by him, and there is nobody like him. Vishwa jata, he never lets anybody down, never disowns him. Now the human beings are being told, yat kama. Kama is kamna, whatever you desire. Yat is pronoun, that. That you have desired. Te juhuma. No, desire is not enough. The child desires something, but then the child rushes to his mother. That is what is tejuma in your fold. If I run towards you, if I rush towards you, if I am in your lap, then what will happen? Tan no astu. Yat is mixing with tat. Tat no astu. No is a part of ours. What is the meaning here? Yat kama. Whatever I desire, te juhuma, if I come in your fold, tat, in that, will be mine. The simple meaning is, whatever human beings desire, if they come to you, then you will make that desire come true. Is it? That's what our parents did when we were small. And that will lead us to what? Vayam, we all, Syam, will become Patayo. He is Pati, he is the owner of the entire universe. I will also become owner of something. What? Huge wealth. A child, a small child, inherits all the wealth of his parents. Is it not? And he thinks all that belongs to his mother or father belongs to him. A child behaves like that, and that is absolutely normal. So as I become close to him, as I do the upasana, as I become truly his child, I own the entire thing. I feel like that. Is it not? Apya jyava kithri kani kitam devana udra kani kram. Chachur mitasya vayunasya vayunasya. Apya jyava kithri antayaksham tuya atma jagatas tatusascha. Very beautiful mantras, cannot go into so many of them. But this is what climax of upasana. That is third mantra in the section of upasana in the sandhya. If you look at those who are familiar with sandhya mantra, sannu devi to jnana kaan, om prachi to om urdhva devi is karma kaan, then it is upasana kaan, om udvayam, om udutyam, om chittyam deva. In the upasana, at the third stage, the devotee says, Dham Devanam Jyadhanam Chakshu. Very much tempted to give these meanings, but let me confine them. Yat kamaste jhumastanyo astu vayam syama patayo re. So all born are protected by you and nobody else. Nobody, the universe is disowned by you. As we take your shelter with whatever desires, we own that same wealth, not just material wealth. After all, what is the wealth? Of course, we get misguided. We graduate, then we get married, take up a job, because that is responsibility to manage our family. We are focused to earn money. We know with money I will bring objects, and that will give us happiness. But many people, as they go down the line, they forget that they are after happiness. Money is the means. Finally, what you need is happiness. Aaj ki duniya paise ke piche bhag hai. Aur paise ko paane ke liye apna jahan ke liye nikli thi wo bhi bhool gayi hai. Dukh bahut zyada hai. Is it not? They have enough money that if they wanted, they could live a complete life happily. But since his object, his destination switched from happiness to money, he is going after that. 90% people are after that. They don't realize whatever they have can bring enormous happiness to them. But they are still multiplying their mind. So here, Raina means finally, I will have supreme happiness. That is what is the end goal. Just like to put that big picture again. So 8 mantras. Take away pain and give peace and happiness. You have made earth livable, supported by sun. You sent us empowered with body and mind. You act as a powerhouse in the background. And you provide boundaries on earth for sustenance. Otherwise, life will not go for long. If sun stops, scientists say 14, 15 days, everything will be over. Humans can reach out beyond this time. I have to go backward. Give you an example, I took it here, that is so important. How humans are different from others. Giving you an example. The sun shines from the morning to the afternoon, late afternoon. When sun is gone, it is darkness. All animals, birds, nobody complains. They adjust their life accordingly. But this is where human life is different from others. That is the meaning of yat kamaste jhumastanyo. Human beings say, no, even in darkness we want to make some light. In the image of sun, they have invented the fire. Probably the very first and foremost important invention of human being, our ability to generate fire. No animal has ever been able to do it. We have done it since probably some millions of years. And that's why we have so much respect to do a Agnihotra. Where does fire come from? We burn a small wooden stick called Samhita. Where did it get its energy? Came from the sun. Sun made the plant grow, become a huge tree, we cut into pieces, we have a small wood, but now we have a flexibility that I can generate fire when I want it. In the darkness, in an enclosed area, at I will, and then I have an ability. Early humans, they generated with a friction force. That is why it is called Ayanya, Ayanya Agni. Put one piece of wood here, another piece of wood, they were causing a lot of friction, then a spark comes out, and somebody holds a small, some good something, which picks up the fire, then they preserve it. Now, of course, we have a magic stick. We are doing the same friction, but it's all very easy now. But that was the human invention. What is it? I desired source of light when the sun is down. Then that desire has been fulfilled with human intellectual power and our jnana and karma. Now we have all kinds of things, build houses and so on and so forth. But all this is still in material form. We are different from other species, and in the image of this Surya, we have created fire, Agni, but all this discussion is still in the material domain. Now we go into, that was the sixth mantra, humans can reach out beyond this time. There is no limit, as I gave you a small example, and you are also familiar with all the beautiful, wonderful things human beings have made. Next week we will discuss Sarva Bandhu Janita, now my relationship is only valid for good human beings, not all. Now the quality will change. From animals we have come to human beings. Now the next mantra will be Sarva Bandhu Janita Sarva Deva, only the noble people. And then what is the proof? Agne Naya Sukathara. In this life also, and beyond this life, that noble person lives as if he is holding a finger, just like bachche the hum maa ki ungli pakad ke bazaar mein ghumte. That's the way a noble person lives in this world, and that's the way he departs from the world. That's the meaning you'll see next week. I'm about to invite a friend of mine to guide you for what is called meditation leading to Ishwar Path. But I'm taking a few moments before I invite her. I want to do a small meditation pack. I call it meditation capsule. I just show the title is just 1 minute. Whichever way you are, there's nothing formal. Finally, as your spiritual stature, किसी को बच्चे को सिखाना नहीं पड़ता माँ की गोद में कैसे था. There are no formal steps. It is natural. अभी हमें formal step चाहिए because we are far away from that end. That's why some formal steps are required. But gradually you will see, you don't need gayatri mantra, you don't need anything. You can just be with him at your will. So let's try to get our practice part in control, and I very much desire this week and next week you have everything in control so that you can do this practice in your home every day, 5, 10, 15 minutes, as much as you can do. So now we are doing, I am going to set an alarm just for 1 minute. I am saying 2 simple things. When I will clap, that is the start of the talk. And I am setting an alarm just for 1 minute. So don't worry about the time. It will just... The talk is set already. Just 1 minute. Sorry. will begin, and then there will be bell ringing. So don't worry about the time, you want to disconnect. If you are worrying about time, you are connected to your mind. I want you to be disconnected. The two steps are very simple. As I will clap, we will do together a deep breathe out. Through your nostril, just throughout the ear, but in a deep rhythm, in a smooth manner, not as a jerk. In a long, smooth manner. It's very simple. And you will see your abdomen will shrink inward. That is step one. With your eyes closed. As soon as that ends, you will say within your mind, mentally, oh. And then everything is frozen. Everything is frozen. You imagine nothing is happening. That's what we are doing, and I give it a name, meditation capsule. Now here it begins. Deep breathe out. That was our meditation capsule. The bell is ringing. Why did I ask you to do it before our formal 10-15 minutes of back? This there is a purpose here. My friend Kathy will be soon here. She will describe the method to be the meditation, guided meditation, leading to restore the mind. Three major steps. Discipline in the body, breathing, and discipline in the mind via reciting Gayatri Mantra. Then that is where everything will quiet down. That's after that you want to be in meditation. Probably you will have 8-10 minutes there. Now in those 10 minutes, somebody's mind may be fluctuating. You may have a thought wave coming in, so on and so forth, isn't it? If you notice, to begin with, you will be in quiet mind, in meditative mood. But then, as it's likely to happen, some thought wave comes, something will happen. As soon as you notice something is happening or thought wave is about to enter, you provide yourself this capsule. That's why I call it capsule. So in those 8-10 minutes, when we are actually in meditation, you observe any mental activity, you provide yourself this capsule, isn't it? That will, as you notice this time, in this 1 minute, most of you, I haven't asked you, but I am confident, most of you, most of the duration were with stage calm one. Mind, is it not?
Sarada.
You were with quiet mind. So with this capsule, you buy a few seconds, 1 minute of peace of mind. In those 8-10 minutes of pure meditation, whenever some mental activity arises, you will do the same thing. Everybody is in an individual journey, and you will provide this capsule so that your quality of meditation is better and better. Now I invite my friend Kathy Stone here to guide us through this meditation practice. Please, as she comes in, I wish on my behalf, on behalf of all of you, good health, happiness, long life. Just a few days back, she had her birthday and wedding anniversary.